It wasn't the ideal way to get the points, but the Sioux Greyhounds will take the points and run after sweeping a home and home set with the Kitchener Rangers. A goal by Bryce McConnell Barker at 8:25 of the third period held up as the winner as the Greyhounds beat the Rangers 5-4 Friday evening in Ontario Hockey League action at the Kitchener Memorial Auditorium. The win over the Rangers was the second of the week for the Greyhounds, who picked up a 3-1 win in Sault Ste. Marie on Wednesday night. The Greyhounds jumped out to an early lead in Friday's game, leading 3-1 through one period before the Rangers battled back with a pair of goals in the second period. The teams proceeded to trade goals in the third ahead of McConnell Barker's game winner. "I really enjoyed our first period," Dean said. "We challenged the guys to match what we knew they were going to bring, which was a strong effort, especially after the third period of Wednesday's game. I liked our response to their opening period," Dean added. "We played really sharp, detailed. We pressured the puck, and our control of the puck was great." Dean spoke of a letdown in the second period. "We got ourselves into some penalty trouble and I don't think we ever recuperated," Dean said. "Kitchener really took it to us, pretty much for the next 40 minutes. Dean also said that for a team that is working to find an identity, being opportunistic in the game was a positive. We're not going to play 40-minute stretches like that too often and come out with the win, but we're resilient," Dean said. "Especially early on in the season, we'll take the 2 points and run." Kitchener coach Mike McKenzie said following the game that a slow start to the game was disappointing. "It's tough to win when you're snoozing in the first period," McKenzie said in an interview with City News Kitchener. "You try digging yourself out of a hole 3-1. I thought guys played great in the second and third period. But again, it's usually not enough if you play two good periods. It's inconsistency to our game, something to build off of for sure going into tomorrow with the second and third periods, showing how we can play if we put our minds to it. But overall, you got to start better and got to be ready to play right from the hop. While finding a way to win the hockey game brings with it some importance," Dean said, reacting to the momentum shift as of added importance. "It's important for our guys to know that when we don't play our best, we can find ways to hang on and get 2 points, but at the same time, we have to look at what happened between the first and the second that led to why we decided to come out that way," Dean said. "When we do get pushed on like Kitchener did a good job of, how do we respond to that and how do we change that momentum again instead of just hanging on?" Ty Cartey with 2 goals and an assist and Tanner Dickinson, who had a goal and 2 helpers, paced the Greyhounds offensively. Landon Hookey had the other goal for the Greyhounds, his first in the OHL. Cole McKay assisted on a pair of Sioux goals. Goaltender Samuel Ivanov stopped 33 shots. Rangers goaltender Jackson Parsons made 30 saves. Joseph Serpa led the Rangers offensively with a goal and 2 assists while Declan McDonnell added a goal and an assist for Kitchener. Arbor Jekai and Trent Swick had the other Kitchener goals. Defenseman Justin Nolet assisted on a pair of Kitchener goals. The Greyhounds wrap up weekend action on Saturday night on the road in Guelph against the Storm.